The thing is that obviously Whitsundays has been severely impacted with all the COVID shutdowns and the loss of the international travellers. So we have been very reliant on domestic travellers who have been absolutely wonderful to us, but can never fill the void of all the people that we used to carry. So I think really we were imagining that the cruise ships, particularly the domestic cruise ships, would have come online quicker than they have, or at least would be planning to come online in the next couple of months. And to date, we haven't heard a thing about whether they're going to start up or not. And just, you know, running a small business and understanding how much work and efforts have to go into every change that comes in to try and keep our businesses afloat, I would imagine they would need a couple of months at least to get things going and started again. So I suppose it's just disappointment that we haven't been able to welcome the cruise ships back to Airlie Beach. If you consider, we used to have approximately pre-COVID, we had approximately 75,000 passengers visiting Airlie in a year. And they would bring about $18 million into our small town economy. So they were great. And we had a lot of domestic cruise ships visiting us, not just the international ones. So it has been a huge loss to all our little businesses, catering operations, cafes, and of course, tours like ourselves.